different things that are coming up in downtown. Obviously, this Thursday is going to be hopping. We'll have our last carriage rides of the season. So if you're interested in a carriage ride, those will take place from 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., running in about 20-minute increments, starting just north of our building at 727 Commercial Street on 8th Avenue, and traveling through downtown where you can see the lights and all the different businesses that are open late for our late-night shopping with Moonlight Madness. Mm. So you can come downtown. I think we still have a few rides that are available, but tickets are limited. So jump online to EmporiaMainStreet.com. There's two different carriages, carriage A and B, same capacity for each. Jump in and grab your tickets before those are gone. And then you can enjoy a night of late-night shopping with Moonlight Madness for all those. I think my guy friends are on the... So we should start shopping time frame. So yes, you should. And a lot of other planners are just kind of finishing things up, or they just want to enjoy the evening with friends. So they'll come out for late night shopping, and we'll have all those participating businesses and everything that's going on posted today on our website at EmporiaMainStreet.com. There's also a variety of different things that you can pick up inside Emporia Main Street. Obviously, our gift certificates are hugely popular because it's the gift of shopping local. You can shop with a ton of different local businesses, and if you buy a $20 gift certificate, they get the full $20 back, so it's kind of like a local currency. We've got local Emporia shirts. We have playing cards that feature local points of interest. All sorts of different things that you can check out inside Emporia Main Street. We also have some information on our website about our jobs board, which has got a variety of different new jobs that have been posted on that jobs board for people looking for careers in the local area, and the Turnbull Facade Grant. So for those people looking to revamp their storefront, there's a new a grant opportunity that will be due by the end of January with the Turnbull Foundation, so we're excited about that. You can check that out at EmporiaMainStreet.com. And with that, there's a ton of other things that are going on in the area, both before Christmas and over Christmas break, that you can check out in kind of our Christmas page happenings section of our website. But I wanted to make sure that I wished you, Ron, and Chuck a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is our last call-in before the end of the year.
Yeah, Christmas is a week and a day away. That's hard to believe that it's snuck up on us like this, indeed. And do you want us to save the date for anything like your annual public improvement auction?
Well, yes. We have lots of save the dates. The auction will be February 21st, and we'll have the taste that's coming up. And We're trying not to look too far into 2025 because that calendar's filling up quickly.
I know.
And we like to fool ourselves into thinking that we can get some rest during January, but that's not going to happen.
And I think you'll be celebrating, too, with new business. You got a grand opening ceremony happening this week, right?
Yes. Yeah. Myofacial release. Mark DeJesus, who is a graduate of our certain business class and a participant in Show of Hands, is opening up, and his grand opening will be this Thursday in the 600 block of Commercial Street. So you can check that out on our website, and everybody should go check that out.
Yeah.
I know that he's kind of the pain relief specialist, and we love it that Mark is downtown.
All right, Casey, appreciate it. And thanks to you and Jess and your entire team in Emporia Main Street for all the great work that you do. And we'll be talking to you, in 2025, I guess?
Yes, we will, about a lot of new initiatives that are coming up.
Yeah, all right. Casey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Casey Woods, Director of Emporia Main Street, with us here this morning. And it is Moonlight Madness Week.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up on Thursday night. And still a few openings for the wonderful carriage rides happening. So log on to EmporiaMainStreet.com. Get that. Don't forget about their Holiday Soldier Care Package Drive, too, which is going on through the entire month.
Okay. All right.
So help out there, and stay logged on to Emporia Main Street. A lot of great information on their website, and a lot of good work, obviously, that they do. Always great to have Casey in every other week with us throughout the entire year. Let's see what happened on the sports front. We had a lot of basketball action on. We were full up on our airways last night.
Yeah,
both on the country where we had our opening area high school games of the week. In fact, we have two of them here this week, and it was Lebo Madison in Lebo. The boys, Lebo wins 52-41. And then the girls from Madison take down Lebo 51-46.
Okay.
Last night. Dylan Sherwood, of course, that was Michael Deeker, Ken Hansen on the call from Lebo last night. Dylan Sherwood had a little trip to Great Bend.
Yeah.
The Emporia High girls go down to Great Bend 31-21. And the Emporia High boys, tough go last night, 56-49.
Okay.
They dropped that game to Great Bend. I think for Emporia High School, that does it for games until next year now.
Okay.
So they will begin their holiday break. We will have another area game of the week Friday night in Olpe, Lebo at Olpe.
Ooh, that'll be a good one.
Coming up on Friday night. Emporia State, men and women at White Auditorium last night. The Emporia State men win 86-63 over Sterling. Last night, helped by, I think they had 12 three-pointers last night.
Ooh, all right.
And the Emporia State Lady Hornets, they started four freshmen last night in an 89-59 win over Bellevue. Four
impressive
freshmen.
Wow,
yeah.
Not bad.
So, the Hornet men will finish up action here this week on Friday night as they'll be hosting Rockhurst. That will be a 5 p.m. tip-off at White Auditorium, and the Lady Hornets will, I don't know why they're doing this, but on Saturday they're playing at Lincoln in a solo game there.
Huh.
So that's a 1:30 tip-off from Lincoln on Saturday, you know,
okay,
before the Christmas holiday. Yeah, why not just take a little drive to Lincoln?
Let's all head to Jeff City, folks.
Yeah, really. That sounds like fun.
That's about a 3.5 hour drive, roughly?
Yeah, four. Yeah, you're knocking on the 4 hour window.
I think you're right. Yeah.
And let's see, K-State last night. They fall to Drake in overtime, 73-70.
Ooh.
Now, Drake, first year head coach, Ben McCollum.
And that name sounds familiar to a lot
really
of folks,
does,
doesn't it?
He's the former Emporia State assistant coach. He was an assistant here under Coach David Moe. And then, of course, he led Northwest Missouri to a handful of national championships. And this is his first year at Drake, and they're 10-0.
Success has a tendency to follow Mr. McCollum wherever he goes.
And he took, I think, four players with him from Northwest.
Well,
I should say four good players.
I was going to say it's not going to matter if you have like the four guys riding the bench the whole time. But wow, great start for Drake.
Yeah, no kidding. So overtime last night, 73-70. I did see some social media activity, some K-State fans that were not exactly pleased with the play of K-State. They didn't play very well, they said last night. So.
Yeah.
But it was Drake over K-State, 73-70 overtime. And what will be the decision for the Kansas City Chiefs when it comes to Patrick Mahomes on Saturday, as the Chiefs will be hosting the Texans? And that will be a noon kickoff, 11 o'clock pregame. Yes, that is Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a high ankle sprain that Patrick Mahomes is dealing with. Obviously, he wants to go. He'll do everything he can to go. But is it a good idea to maybe try to let him heal?
Yeah, that you and I both talked about this on air. We're thinking, let him heal, especially considering there's the game on Christmas Day coming up next week.
Yeah, with on the road at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one, too.
So, no easy chore there. And then
either of them.
They'll finish with Denver. A time has not been announced. That's an at-Denver game on January 5th. So, no game time has been announced, but it will be noon, and we'll see what the Chiefs do. And will they be activating Hollywood Brown here before too long?
Boy.
There's been speculation on that, hasn't there?
There has been, and boy... Talk about a team that could use an extra weapon offensively. The Chiefs
sure
are
could.
It. Wow. I mean, this is not the Chiefs of 3 or 4 years ago when everything looked so easy. But, yeah, getting Hollywood Brown back on one side, Xavier Brown on the other, bring him on. Let's get something so it looks a little bit easier offensively.
Yeah, we need something to happen. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, there's not much they can do about the offensive line as of, you know, right now, because they certainly haven't been giving Patrick Mahomes a lot of time. And,
no,
and,
that's
Patrick
true.
Is, he's taken quite a few hits.
More so than it seems like in past years. Yeah, he has not been clean.
So we'll hopefully be able to get to, in the running game going a little bit, and as Chuck mentioned, maybe get some offense happening out there. Huh?
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be great. It is 6:56. There's the lunch bell. Our school lunch menu is brought to you this morning by Citizens State Bank, with 10 locations to serve their great customers in and around the Emporia area. And let's head to Timmerman Elementary School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
Today is Wednesday, December 18, 2024. My name is Cannon Kirk, and I am a fourth grade student at Timmerman Elementary, home of the Bulldogs. For breakfast today, we are having breakfast burrito, fruit, juice, milk. For lunch today, we are having walking taco or chicken nuggets, dinner roll, lettuce, tomato, cucumber slices, and orange slices. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
You too, and that was nicely done. School lunch menu is brought to you by Citizen State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. It is 6:56, 32 degrees. Good morning.
It was that magical time of year again. Our family had just returned home from trick-or-treating around our neighborhood.